People in the Middle Eastern country of Syria have been suffering the horrors of war for years. Since Syria's civil war started in 2011, the United Nations estimates that 400,000 Syrians have been killed, more than 6 million have lost their homes, and more than 5 million have left the country. The war involves government forces fighting to stay in power, rebel groups that want that government overthrown, terrorist organizations, and other countries like the U.S. and Russia, whose militaries have also been involved. Idlib is a province in northwestern Syria, near the country's border with Turkey. It's the largest area that's still controlled by rebels, and in recent days, fighting between them and Syrian government forces has gotten worse. The consequences are borne by civilians.
It feels like one is peering into a macabre dollhouse of broken lives. Bits of concrete tumble down as people try to clean up or salvage what they can amid the horrors that they can't escape.
They had been five of his relatives were killed in that building. There were three children among them.
Images like this are familiar a year ago from the siege of Aleppo. But this is Idlib City. This is where families were supposed to be safe. This was meant to be a refuge, one of the last remaining ones, part of a so-called de-escalation zone that lately has become anything but. The four strikes that hit here happened 5 days before we arrived. And many of those we met had actually fled from Aleppo.
They had left the hay. So lucky they were in that back room.
Muhammad Qad Haqabji is haunted by all he has lost. His wife was killed in Aleppo 6 years ago. He's raising his two sons on his own. We head south, where some towns already feel deserted. In Ma'arat and Nu'man, closer to the front lines of the fighting, children rummage through the aftermath of bombs to look for plastic to sell. We do get scared. We hide from the bombs, they say. The Syrian regime and its foreign backers' latest push seems aimed at eliminating, or at the very least suffocating, the last major rebel stronghold. Hundreds of thousands of people have been on the move the last few weeks, many fleeing ahead of what they know is coming, or as soon as the first strikes hit. Some live in makeshift camps along the road to Turkey, bringing everything they can, including their livestock.